Hello everybody and welcome to a new video. This time is about code generation with Roslyn and C Sharp with Visual Studio for Mac. So I'm on a Mac and I will show you how to create a .NET Core sample application that performs Roslyn code generation invoking the C Sharp compiler. This time we can do everything we need with an IDE, with a much more powerful IDE. We don't need to make too many manual steps as we did with VS Code. Okay, let's start by creating a new project and then a console application, .NET Core. Let's type in a project name such as Cross Roslyn. Okay, this name already exists, so let's click No. Let's create it. Let's call it Roslyn Generation. Okay, let's click Create. As you can see, Visual Studio for Mac generates an MS Build solution based on the CSproj project file. So what I do now is adding the required NuGet packages. If you saw the previous video, you will remember that we need two packages. The first one is the Microsoft.CodeAnalysis.C#. We need a pre-release version, in this case the RC2 of the 2 version. Okay. Let's accept the license. At the top, we can see the status of the operation. Then I can add another package, which is simply system.runtime.loader. Okay. Let's add this package. Okay. Great. Now I'm ready to use the C# compiler to perform some code generation with Roslyn on my Mac, and I can simply invoke the Microsoft.CodeAnalysis.C# namespace, and I can generate a syntax tree, for example, by invoking the syntax factory dot parse syntax tree method, and I'm going to pass a simple string. Okay, but if you remember the previous sample code based on .NET on Visual Studio Code, we can reuse exactly the same code, which is nice and ready. You will find the full source code of this sample application on GitHub. Okay, let's take this code. Let's paste the code in Visual Studio. And now let's see what happens if I click Run. Visual Studio for Mac is building the application. As you can see, a terminal window appears. The syntax tree has been generated and the compiler has been able to generate some objects as expected, and the compiler has also been able to generate a library that contains a class and a method, and our code has been able to perform reflection to invoke that class and that method from the library to perform a math calculation. Of course, with Visual Studio for Mac, things are much simpler because you don't need to invoke the .NET command line tools, and you can do everything you need from within the IDE, including adding and downloading NuGet packages. Again, remember that not all of the Roslyn libraries are available on .NET Core yet. For example, the Workspaces library are not available, so you can use the C# compiler for performing code generation, but some of the libraries will not be available to you, but they will in the near future. Thank you so much for watching this video.